If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
If I had a face like yours, I sue my parents. If laughter is the best medicine, your face must be curing the world.
You are like my asthma. You take my breath away.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9:07. And we're here in the studio with, who do we have here? We've got, number one, we've got Liel Rimon. How are you, Liel, this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
And we've got with us as well, blogger and, movie critic, Mr. Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter? Why are you doing well? Yeah, now
you can hear me. Yeah, you can hear me. Now we switched on.
Yeah, we switched on.
We always got to be switched on, right?
We have to be switched
Depends on the time of the day.
Yeah, as long as we're not switched off. Yeah, we're switched off. So what do we have? What do we have this morning? We've got a beautiful day today. What a beautiful day.
It's warm.
You know what? I wake up in the morning and the sun is shining. The birds are singing.
The birds are coughing. Gazoo.
Yeah,
where you live, the birds cough.
Birds coughing.
Oh, the birds singing? I mean, you live in a block of apartments.
No, I didn't hear the birds, but I was imagining the birds.
It's got a good imagination. Yeah.
So, but Roy, last night when I was driving home, it was a smell of jasmine. It's so nice.
I know.
And I love that. Don't you like it?
It's the
summer smell.
It's amazing how smell conjures up in memories and images.
It's amazing, eh?
It is.
Amazing. It's amazing. Let me tell you something. So
tell us who else we got here, because
we got a
Peter. We've got actually, but got Moshe Starograd.
Thank you,
Moshe.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Moshe. Who handed you? All right.
You remember so Danny Dean?
Danny Dean. Yeah. So his wife worked so hard they had to replace a knee. It's not even a joke.
It's not a knee-jerk reaction.
No, it's overused. It's overused.
Yeah, wear and tear.
Wear and tear.
Hi, Moshe. Good morning. And we've got with us something very, very. As I promised you yesterday, we've got with us Jeremy Stafford. Jeremy Stafford from Voice Stress Analysts. Sorry. So, Voice Stress Analysts, South Africa, and, he's gonna tell us all about voice stress analyzing, which is a lie detection machine, another technique of lie detecting. If you know up to now, I'm sure you know polygraph. So that's another system, which I'm, really highly recommend. It's an amazing system, and it works very well. And, we're gonna just come back to him just now talking about it. But in the meantime, you know, I just want to wake up with a nice,
But Roy, I actually interrupted you. You were talking about last night when you came back home after the show.
Yeah, I was smelling the jasmine.
You were smelling of jasmine.
I wasn't smelling of jasmine.
I was smelling the jasmine.
He wears a very strong aftershave, you see.
Tell me, you only smell her or you did anything else?
Jasmine. Let me tell you about jasmine. I mean, you know, jasmine normally the Indians and, they do like this with the head.
Listen.
No, but I didn't smell. No, jasmine was beautiful. As you leave cash in, there's huge, bush.
Bush, yeah.
Just out. Wake up, guys, wake up.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So Napoleon Bonaparte was a French statesman and military leader. Anyway, what I want to tell you, he was born on 15 August 1769. That's about the year after you, Ethan.
Around there, yeah.
Around there, yeah.
And we went to the Palmach together.
You know what the joke is? Even Moshe is laughing. Moshe is a friend of Jesus.
Moshe went to help with his birth.
Well, Moshe and Jesus together used to go to school.
That's right.
But Moshe taught Jesus some stuff.
How to walk on water.
You were going to say something bad.
I want to say something bad. All right. So, Moshe, where are you? But anyway, so Ethan is here from not Jesus, Ethan is Bonaparte.
Yes, Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. The time is now 9:15, and somebody says he wants to pledge. What do you want to pledge? Number one. Number two, the other guy says, good morning, Roy. A lovely day, especially if you can play one or two classic rock songs. Remember, I requested Cream. Yes, I do. And I'll try to play for you... batch.
Classic.
Cream batch. Yeah. So, just now, let's start first of all with our, guest, Jeremy. And, what do we have? Jeremy, give me some history. What is it, although I know quite a bit about voice stress analyzing, I just want to know, what is it? Explain to me. What is it, voice stress analyzer?
Yes, morning, Roy.
Morning.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's
absolutely a pleasure.
Right, voice stress analyst is a lie detection or truth verification technique. You're probably familiar with a polygraph. Polygraph is about 90-year-old technology,
okay.
While voice stress analysts or voice stress is about 50-year-old technology. It's widely used throughout the world by all your government organizations, over 1,400 law enforcement agencies in the U.S., a lot of your covert organizations like Mossad, FBI, they all use it as well. So it's a method to test for truth where you're looking at an incident or you want to investigate a case of fraud or theft. That's reactive. We also do proactive testing where we screen people for jobs. So we do pre-employment screening. And we also do random testing on a regular basis, say every month. And that keeps people on their toes, keeps them honest and keeps them compliant. Keeps out syndicates and keeps your workforce honest.
First of all, I just want to mention if any of you got any questions for Jeremy, if you run businesses or anything like that, then you need to know how can this tool help your business. Please contact me 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp number 0618951019, and the SMS number is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Jeremy, what's your telephone number?
My number is 083-474-6801.
And you can contact him anytime if you want to ask questions, number one, or if you want to get one of your stuff tested, you want to test your wife. Carry on.
I was wondering if you're going to bring it in.
If you want to test your husband, yeah.
Jeremy, what you base this technique on? Is it only your
reaction? Poetry?
No, it's your experience and what you know that help you to do to understand what you're doing, or there is a system or there is technology. What is it based on?
So it's based on sound technology, space age technology. So you record a person's voice and response to a question, yes, no question, and you import those answers into a software program. It runs an algorithm and produces then a chart that you compare to your control questions, and then you analyze that to see if the person is showing stress. Remember, there's no test that can actually measure lies per se. We measure people's reaction to a stressful question. So if you're hiding something, then your body will go into what they call the fight or flight syndrome. Your heart rate gets elevated, your mouth gets dry, your blood pressure will increase, etc. And those are all physical and physiological reactions that are measured in various lie detection testing. With voice stress analysts, we measure micro tremors in your voice. So these aren't able to be manipulated, unlike the other indices. So we measure micro tremors in your throat, and those tell you if the person exhibiting a stressful response to a question, usually if they're hiding something that makes them stress.
How can you make the difference between a lie and a stressful reaction or someone that is under pressure?
Everyone is under pressure, especially if you're innocent. You worry that you're going to fail the test.
If you're under investigation.
So what we have in this process, there's a strict protocol that should be followed where you include what we call control questions and what we call irrelevant questions. And those help you set your baselines against which you're going to compare the answers to the relevant questions, and we compare those two charts against each other.
Now tell me, is this system is applicable in court?
From a labor perspective, it's used in hearings and disciplinary procedures, and it's admissible. It's used as supplementary evidence, so it can't be used as the sole reason for, say, dismissing somebody. So it must be part of your evidentiary package. When it comes to criminal hearing, it can be introduced to a criminal court if both parties agree to it.
Yeah. So basically, if it says, I want the outcome, but you have to do a voice stress analysis, and the outcome of the voice stress analysis, independent voice stress analysis, will give us the, and we will all be happy with that. That's what's going to happen.
So the judge will listen to it and will take it under consideration.
Yeah. No. We will immediately. I mean, if you say, for instance, we will be bound by whatever comes out of the voice stress analysis, then it will. Okay. And that's what's going to happen. It can happen only in civil cases. Cannot happen in.
Remember that the onus in labor and criminal cases is different. In the criminal case, it's beyond reasonable doubt. While in your labor court or your hearings, it's on the balance of probabilities. So there's a different requirement there.
Yeah, but even the polygraph is not something that the judge will say guilty or not guilty according only for polygraph.
Not based solely on that. It should be, as I said, supplementary hearing or supplementary evidence to say a video footage, a confession, a witness.
So don't we have like a system that can verify for sure? And
well, voice stress and polygraphs are modern day technology in terms of analyzing deception. There is no one test that will analyze lies per se. So as I said to you, we analyze stressful reactions to a question, and then you ask yourself, why is that person being stressed? How are they hiding something?
Jeremy, what led you into this field of expertise? How did it all start for you?
Well, I started my career off in human resource management, using the full HR function, but I specialize in recruitment. So there we got involved in screening, interviewing, and then you're looking at things like body language, etc. as well. At that stage, I obviously didn't have this as a tool in my toolkit. And then I came across that I've always been interested in it from movies and books perspectives. And I read up about it and then went to get studied and qualified in that.
Who can you test?
You can test anybody.
You need a consent.
No. You can test children as young as say 6 years old, long as they understand a concept of right or wrong. You can test any age group. Voice stress has advantages over polygraph. It's not affected by alcohol, drugs, age, or health conditions. So that gives you a wider testing area than a polygraph does. In fact, we can even test ladies that are pregnant in their second trimester, which you can't with a polygraph.
And who's using you?
Who uses those services?
Yeah. Mainly corporate. Security industries is one of my big clients, financial institutions where they're looking at employing people in key financial roles. But I test people from domestic workers to accusations of sexual abuse or sexual offense.
So a question is something else. Everything is done by telephonically, or you meet the people and you take and you amalgamate the telephonically and the body language?
Any lie detection test or truth test needs to be done face-to-face, one-on-one. Sure. Primarily because you need to control the questions, you need to control the environment. However, when we do pre-employment screening, that we can do telephonically. So you might have a candidate in Cape Town that you are interested in testing, and they may have passed their criminal record test and their credit history check, but you're not quite sure whether they've got a golden handshake under the table. Yeah. So we test them for honesty, malintent, if they've ever been committed a crime without being caught. So those are the type of questions we would then screen for.
And will you give a final report only on a telephonically interview, or you call him in just to make sure that whatever you decide, it's authentic?
On the screening, on the telephonic one?
Yes.
Yes. Customer has one of two choices. The screening is one is not a lie detection test, it tests veracity. So if the person fails that question, the client has an option then to say, I want to zoom in on the question that he failed. Let's say, for example, he failed a question around stealing from his previous employer. If that's key for the industry, the person that's requesting the test may ask me, do a lie detection test on the concern I have around theft. And then we do that test specifically.
The idea is very simple. You don't have to be strapped in. I remember the equipment that we brought many years ago, and it really does work. It's not just works. It doesn't induce unnecessary stress into the subject, which is the tested person. You don't have to strap the guy
That's what I wanted to say, that waterboarding is also very cheap and you don't need to strap them to anything.
Sorry, which one?
Waterboarding.
Waterboarding.
Yes, but you know, water and electricity don't mix well.
Uh-huh. You're right.
No, I'm joking.
But Roy, you're 100% correct. The world is moving towards less invasive, user-friendly, more hygienic testing. So that's what voice stress is. Unlike a polygraph where you have 3 points of measurement, all we do is record your voice, you sitting opposite me. So it is immediately less stressful for the candidate.
The only thing that you cannot do in a voice stress analyzer, you cannot perform a demo. And people say, okay, I want to be tested. I want to try it on me and yes. Let's see if you can, if the machine can beat me, yes or no. And I'm telling you that, that it is impossible. I'm sorry, my telephones are going crazy. I don't know why.
Put it on silent, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What do I do without you, Peter? Really. It's just that, all working on the same network. So, in any case,
yes, you're right. So, yeah. You know, they say you have to have skin in the game. So often I get a new client who says, this is new technology. Why don't you test me? We'll do a dummy run. We'll pretend, you know, I did something wrong and I can see if your program works. So I can't do that because there's no jeopardy for the person. You have to have jeopardy or you have to have something that you're going to lose, which obviously will induce stress. So just a dummy trial run is not going to work.
Okay.
So basically, yeah. So basically, you can't do. You have to be under pressure. So yes, you can induce pressure, and I mean, when you're familiar with the technique, you can induce pressure even when you sit on over the telephone. You can still induce pressure. You don't have to only induce. There's not only people say you can't induce pressure over the telephone. You can induce pressure on the telephone as long as the guy knows that he's got something to lose. That's already pressure. So if you ask him, for instance, if it's an insurance claim and you ask him over the telephone some directive questions, you know exactly where you're standing. And we're going to come back just now with more specifics about the voice stress analyzing. If you have any questions, guys, 0618951019, SMS number 34519. And we're going to go, we're going to listen to a song that one of our listeners wants to listen to, Cream. So I'm going to try to find the song again. And, yeah, we're going to listen to it. It's really a nice song, I must say. Yeah. So here goes. I hope you're going to like that one. Thank you for staying with us. And, I'm sorry about the noises. Yeah. In the studio, it takes me some time to get used to this new equipment. Yeah. So, yeah. So first of all, Boker Tov. My husband is a labor law specialist and he is doing a disciplinary hearing this morning. Miriam, so you can contact, if he needs any help, he can contact
Jeremy,
and his telephone number is
083-474-6801.
So please contact him, and he's a really lovely person. It's not that expensive; the test is cheap. So come, use the guy, and let's make an industry of non-lying people. And yeah, in the meantime, what do we have? Okay, let's go to the, because Peter's going to jump. Yeah, carry on, Peter.
The reason
please.
Is because we've got to satisfy.
Thank you, Peter. I want to just ask you a few questions. So basically, the technology comes from 50 years ago. So we say Vietnam War, you were talking about that, that's how they used to differentiate and whatever. But I know, I just want to touch as how does it work for your business? How can it help your business? In my business, for instance, my guys are tested once every 3 months. I mean, the people that I, you know, just to make them more trustworthy. Correct. So we test them once every 3 months and it makes them very trustworthy.
Keep them on the toes. Eh?
Just keep them on the toes. And like this, you know, basically, you know, even if a guy wants to do something, he knows, yes, I'm going to be tested in 3 months. It keeps you away of mischief. This is one way you can actually eliminate problems in your businesses. If you regularly test your people for, not just theft, for being honest,
compliant.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, does it group of people, like different people, different groups of people, does it work differently in, like lying? You know, we always say like if you study sociology, you know that the groups of people are different from each other. Like we say, And forgive me if I'm making
no, but from different socioeconomy.
Not just the socioeconomy. I'm talking about groups of people. Not socioeconomy. Obviously, it's a part of that. But people saying, for instance, Scottish people are stingy. I mean, everybody knows that Irish are stupid. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, everyone, I mean, this is basically an assumption. But I said, not all right. Not all Irish people are stupid. But some of them are. Yes?
Like in every kind of population.
Like most of them are. That's what they're saying. So, is it different? I mean, if you find like, do you see any difference between one group of people to another group of people? I mean, do you detest people in the UK, for instance, or you find difference with South Africans and the UK people?
Well, the thing about lie detection or truth testing is it doesn't really discriminate against anybody based on age, sex, or any other profile, merely because you're measuring a person's physiological response to a question. So we're all hardwired the same way. So if you're being deceptive and you're lying to a question, your body's going to react in the same way. Doesn't matter if you're man, female, black or white. It's going to be exactly the same. However, there are some subtle differences that we do pick up regarding the okayness of say, stealing something. So when we ask a question, we typically don't ask you, did you steal the laptop? We ask you, did you take the laptop without permission?
Okay, because stealing is a different kind of... Yeah,
so for some people, they might see stealing in a different light. So you want to eliminate any confusion in the question. So you ask the question quite clearly, did you take the laptop without any permission? And that will then clear up any cultural differences that may exist.
People are there's some people which are pathological liars. So how does it, it's basically a sociopath, isn't it?
Yes.
It must be a sociopath.
Well, a psychopath.
Psychopath.
But can you?
But it's a sociopath. It's not a psychopath. It's actually a sociopath.
Well, there's sociopath sociopaths and psychopaths.
Psychopath is, I'm not talking about you, Liel.
Are you sure? In the firing line.
You don't know everything.
Yeah. There's
No, can you, is the test can actually show something like that?
So you can measure psychopaths and sociopaths, can be tested. Generally, a psychopath is somebody that you're going to find very difficult to get a result out of. Because his charts are going to be flatter, mainly because the person has no remorse or does not have any concern in terms of operating within norms of society.
And it's very difficult to test a
person
like this.
Lies and they don't feel any stress when they lie.
Yeah, so you're taking
under consideration. He believes in his own lies or?
You're taking under consideration that you are testing a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the tests are never 100% because you can't really say that that particular person in front of you is not a pathological liar. And, I mean, you have to be really,
other stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask because Roy started these questions, with the 50 years ago and this technology is 50 years or this system. Is 50 years old. Aren't there other technologies and other kind of methods that are taking over this kind of, the polygraph and this kind of, because they exist for so long and, you know, in the last 50 years.
They just become, I think, more accurate with the invention of the computer and, laptop and, you know, I think they become just more accurate because, all the feelers that you used to put into a radio cassette tapes or whatever on the 70s, 80s and 90s, you can put now on the hard drive and it's very accurate, accurate digital recording and you can, and everything becomes better and my eyes. I mean, I'm talking to myself.
So,
yeah.
So the technology obviously, improves the methodology and the technology, is patented, designed by NASA scientists as well. So it is all digitized. There's no analog analysis on this respect. But yes, there are different ways of doing any form of lie or truth verification. So in the ancient days in Persia, they would put a hot knife or a hot sword on your tongue. If your tongue got burnt, they said you were lying because your tongue was dry. The Chinese used to ask people to fill their mouth with dry rice. And if the rice came out wet, you were fine because your mouth was still moist.
I have an app on my phone that I put my finger on and it's telling me if I tell lies or truth.
The truth.
Yeah.
So it tells yourself. You're not even sure if you do yourself that. You see, that's a pathological lie. That's a problem.
Can't make up his mind.
No, yeah. But there's psychopath. But you know about these apps on the phones.
Yes, yeah. I mean, anybody can write an app and say that. So.
It's a very accurate tool.
Our technology has obviously been independently studied. There's independent analysis, independent scientific research that backs it up. So if you do put an app on your phone, I'm not sure whether you're going to get any scientific journal.
That's definitely a joke. But back to my question is, in the last 50 years, they didn't come up with another system, another that is so big like this kind of method.
Well, there's always evolving. You know, there's handwriting analysis. There's now, you analyze a person's pupils to see whether they dilate or they don't dilate. There's talk around micro expressions on your face as well. So they're all tools in your toolkit that you would use. So body language is one thing as well that you're going to look at. So you got to, obviously, as a seasoned professional, you rely on your technology, but you also base it on your experience, your observations, your pre-interview data that you're going to get as well from the client.
Today, when an interviewer comes to interview, and if it's for something very, very, like a big thing that disappeared or was stolen, I do believe that they come with a camera, and recording voice, and so they can reanalyze the whole
interview.
Yeah, the whole interview, looking at the person, seeing his body movement, body language, you know, etc. But anyway, I just want to just align it up a little bit. You can contact us 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp. Please contact us and send some questions. SMS number is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Jeremy's telephone number is
083-474-6801.
All right, and this is Honesty from Billy Joel. Hopefully you like it. If you like honesty, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, be honest and everything will be right.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Just imagine yourself, close your eyes, imagine yourself the World Cup now sitting in Moscow. The World Cup, all the place is full, 101,000 people in the
going
stadium.
Crazy.
And here's sitting this old man, not very old, but like old man, sitting and an empty seat next to him. The whole place is packed. So the guy next to him asks him, he says, what's that? He says, now I'll tell you a sad story. Myself and my wife used to go to all the great soccer games. So this one, you're like a book ticket and she died. Oh, shame. He said, but couldn't you take anybody else, like a friend or family with you? He says, no, I can't. They were all in the funeral.
You know, this wife was very suspicious of her husband having an affair. And one day she got so upset and she told me, listen, darling, how about if I will have a romance with your best friend? How are you going to call that? Said I would call it lesbian.
That's Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good morning. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:50, and we're just not going to say our goodbyes. But before that, we're just going to summarize what's happening here with Jeremy Stafford. So basically what we're asking was... What is a voice stress analyzing? Why voice stress analyzing and not, against anything else? Is it easy? Is it easy? It's an easy operation. I mean, you come in. I mean, how long would it take you to conduct an interview?
Typically, a interview would take about an hour and a half.
So you have to study the whole thing.
So the first 45 minutes roughly is your pre-exam or your pre-interview where you're setting your baseline, getting your norms, etc. And then the protocol, depending on what you're testing for, then it was followed after that. And sometimes you might do more than one test protocol, depending on the outcome of the tests.
That's individual. But when you need to call it a sift through a bunch of people to find the guilty one, it wouldn't take you an hour and a half. I mean, you will ask.
Well, if you're looking at sifting through people, you would then do a screening battery, and that's also going to take roughly the same time per person.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it does take like same as a polygraph.
Yeah. You know, you might get people out there that say they can do a test in less time than that, but be warned then that probably are taking some shortcuts.
Yeah. shortcut.
Jeremy, yeah. Do you have any website that people can find you on?
I do. It's www.voicestressanalysts.co.za.
So it's www.voicestressanalysts.
It's plural. Voicestressanalysts.co.za.
And you're going to...
Your telephone number again?
083-474-6801.
It's amazing, huh?
Awesome. I mean,
voice stress.
And you'll find us on Facebook as well as on Twitter.
Who's using that? Do you know of companies that are using that equipment? Like when you, for instance, call the insurance company on the telephone to say, our telephone. Do you think they do? Do you think they do have some sort of lie detection then?
When you're phoning in about a complaint and say, look, my car's been stolen or so, I've been accused of this. Can you pick up when they're trying to draw money from an insurance company?
I'm not sure whether they have that sort of technology running in the background. Obviously, you'd have to look on the legalities of that.
Yeah, because they've got to tell them, because when they say they're recording your voice, when you phone in, they tell you that we are going to record you, your telephone call.
But interestingly enough, South Africa is a one-party state. In other words, as long as one party in the conversation knows it's being recorded, then it is illegal. So if I'm talking with Ray... Roy, and I'm recording the conversation. He doesn't know I'm recording the conversation. It is legal because one of the two parties knows about it.
It's only illegal if you go to court and present it in court.
Yeah.
But if it's for your own thing, it's not illegal.
Private things. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and we all know we record each other. I mean, left, right, and center. People record. I mean, their wife records their husband, and she comes to me. You see, look at you. That's good enough. I mean,
We're almost out of time. I just want to. Put one line over here that on the 1st of September, on Sunday, it's not the 1st of September, it's the 2nd, but they start in school in Israel.
Oh.
And so I want to wish all the kids in Israel and all my 5 nieces that starting school.
5 nieces.
Girls. Mine is the only boy. Listen.
Yeah, some people got problems there.
We're good. We know that we have a responsibility. But they're all starting school and we want to wish them a very, very good year at school. Roy's nephew and niece is also starting school.
Yes. Oh, my niece, no. My niece is finished.
Really?
She's finished. Yeah, she's 18-year-old, believe it or not. The only niece I've got.
Your baby brothers, they're getting...
They're getting old, eh?
Getting papoos.
Papu.
And also Moshe have his granddaughters in America that's starting school.
When is the last time you saw them, Sunshine? Moshe?
Yesterday on the Facebook.
Yeah, that's not fair. When is the last...
My big one is going to matric, and the small one is 13, so...
It's nice, eh?
Roy, I just want to compliment you on your choice of music today. It was excellent.
Do you like it?
I loved it.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
All right,
And we'll talk about Liverpool next week because we don't have time.
Listen, you know what? We can talk. I mean, they're going to kick us out in about a second, but we can talk. We are first in the league, believe it or not. I wonder for how long.
Listen, not to offend Moshe, Tottenham is also going quite well, eh?
They're not doing bad, I must say.
They're not doing bad, and they gave us a nice present last weekend. I love it.
What was the present?
On Monday. They beat Man United.
Oh, yes. That was one of the best games I ever watched, I must say.
I also enjoyed it.
So with this thought, guys, and thank you so much for...
Let's hope for another great week in...
For Jeremy. And let's hope for another week in the Premier League. And what do you mean, great week? Let's hope we're going to win again against Leicester and have a lekker weekend. Enjoy your Shabbos. And I'm going to put this one just for you to have a very nice song. And it's... Actually, you know what? I don't know why I put even that. If we're talking about gold, and fields of gold would be nice. So this is Sting, and just for you, just a nice goodbye.
Well done.